This is Ozarks at Large. The Matt Adams Foundation is a Northwest Arkansas-based nonprofit working to combat the opioid epidemic. Since its inception in March 2019, the organization has trained and distributed naloxone opioid overdose reversal kits for more than 2,200 community members, including 20 police and fire departments, and almost 50 lives have been saved through the program. The group recently announced it's the recipient of a $79,000 grant from the Cigna Foundation to support its Northwest Arkansas Opioid Response Project. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with co-founders Heather Starbuck and Brittany Kelly to learn more about the project.
So there's really two parts to this program. One is our harm reduction program, which Brittany actually is our lead for, which we've had on the ground and running for about a year with very good results here in Northwest Arkansas. And so the funding portion for that will go towards expanding on that program, increasing public training for naloxone, increasing resources for harm reduction in the area, as well as educating the public about what all that entails, and just trying to prepare communities to be as prepped in case they encounter an overdose as possible, and aware of overdose symptoms, aware of how to use naloxone, how to get it. They can get it from us or they can get it from pharmacy, and all those different pieces that have led to a lot of lives saved so far in Northwest Arkansas. So that'll be growing on that program. And then the second phase of it is new for the Matt Adams Foundation. And what we decided to do is partner up with an existing organization here in Northwest Arkansas, Ozark Guidance, because they actually have the largest, most established peer recovery support specialist program in the area. And what we really wanted to do is expand their capabilities for what they're already doing. So one thing that we know from our clients, as well as from talking with Ozark Guidance, is that there is a lack of peer recovery support outside of business hours and on weekends, which tends to actually be the time of crisis for a lot of people. That tends to be when more overdoses are happening. And so there's this huge gap where people are falling through the cracks because they don't have guidance on how to get into detox, how to get into treatment programs, how to navigate all these different health systems from A to Z in, you know, during time frames that's super critical. So that is the big bulk of this grant and this program is going to work to expand those hours and expand those resources with our partner Ozark Guidance so that people who struggle with substance use don't have, you know, a time period of 8 to 5 where they get support and guidance. They can get support round the clock. And so that's a huge piece. And that's, you know, been a missing puzzle piece here in Northwest Arkansas for a very long time. And it's not that Ozark Guidance hasn't wanted to do that. It's that funding has limited them to be able to do that.
Having a support system, from what I understand, is really important in terms of recovery. How has the pandemic kind of put a strain on that? Are people still out able to reach out to organizations or to, peer support groups, things like that?
So we have our hotline that I think we've discussed with you in the past where people can call or text us and get information or get our harm reduction supplies, whatever they need. And it's totally confidential. We don't share their information. We don't, you know, get too personal with them if they don't want to, you know, that kind of thing. The hotline itself, I think, has slowed down. But before that, I mean, we've handed out over 2,600 naloxone kits through our hotline, through, you know, Northwest Arkansas, different events and stuff that we do. It's increased the usage, or I guess the saves reported to us have increased in the last 3 weeks as far as frequency. But I've been doing like a lot of up until now, a lot of like one-on-one training, meeting people, talking to people, going through things with them, either helping them find resources, getting them connected to the right people without like a full-time, you know, peer support recovery program. We're kind of like that middleman right now to just kind of connect them as much as we can. So having this peer recovery is going to help a lot to guide them there instead of us just kind of reaching out everywhere and, you know, getting what we need. They'll have one person one-on-one with them to help them. And it's, I don't know, it's just kind of see as we go. But like right now, it's just, it's good to have it because people are alone. People are, you know, in a more depressed, financially straining situations. it's harm reduction is really important right now.
I can talk on the COVID front a little bit. So one thing that Brittany mentioned that actually normally we'd say, oh, this is great, we're seeing more lives saved, but it raises kind of alarms for us because we're having less people reaching out than ever than we have. You know, we had a really steady flow of people getting their harm reduction supplies, feeling connected, and we have had less activity on our hotline due to COVID-19. But what we're seeing on the same hand is a pretty 25% spike in reported usage of the kits we give out, which means that that's 25% spike from our statistics of overdoses happening right now. So you have that gap between, you know, ensuring people know that there are these resources still available for those who don't have their Narcan right now. There's not enough data out yet to conclusively say that overdoses are increasing due to the outbreak and relapses are increasing. But, you know, we've talked to other people working in the field within Northwest Arkansas, and they're seeing the same trend as well. So we are definitely concerned about that. We're concerned about the fallout after COVID-19 of people who were in recovery, who have relapsed during this period, and making sure that, you know, when things start to open up, they have resources, making sure that during COVID-19, they know that Ozark Guidance, for instance, does offer video telehealth support, that there are programs out there and they aren't alone because, you know, right now what we're seeing, even though we're continually messaging that we still will give you naloxone, we still will, you know, guide you through some of this, people aren't utilizing it as much right now. And I think that's just because everything is so shut down. And if they don't directly see that message, they don't know that we are still operating as well, just like Ozark Guidance.
Everybody's facing their own challenges with the pandemic, and it's all different for everyone. But for people with an addiction, you know, what are some of the challenges that they face specifically, or are they at higher risk for certain things because of the pandemic?
Yes, again, there's not conclusive data about it, but there are a lot of articles that are coming out more and more because people like us who work directly with clients, we know a lot of our particular clients are more likely to have unstable housing. They're more likely to be an essential worker. They're more likely to not have a home that they can quarantine in. So that makes them right out of the gate more higher risk to contract the virus. In addition, if they are using, it attacks the lungs. Opiates have an effect on the lungs, right? Other substances have an effect on the lungs. So not only are they more susceptible to getting it, they're also more susceptible to these complications from it. So, you know, and then you combine that with the overdose rate being a little concerning right now as well. And so this is a very high risk group. And I'm really glad that the media and outlets are starting to talk about it because, you know, we have two concurrent epidemics going on here. So I think it's really important to keep in mind. I'm glad it is being kept in mind. And we're not forgetting about our most vulnerable.
Moving forward, have you thought about different ways to continue training in a time where we're having to practice physical distancing?
Yeah, so a lot of the people that we still encounter, we're having to provide digital training, or they'll call us and we'll give them training over the phone. And then in our packets too, there's step-by-steps on what to do. So, you know, regardless of how they obtain it, we're still going to provide them training and make sure that they know what to do, how to respond, and follow up.
Are you still able to distribute kits?
We are not distributing person to person right now, just kind of a national harm reduction guideline, but we are mailing. So anyone who wants it, we will send them a kit.
The nonprofit is just a little over a year old. How do you feel about how far you've come?
When we started this foundation, it was very much an awareness thing. We got out and talked about it, talked to whoever we could. Since we have started the naloxone program, which was February of last year, when we started it, I had a full-time job. There's no way I could do that now. we stay busy. We actually have a new office in Springdale at the Center for Nonprofit. So that'll be really helpful once all the COVID stuff is finished, because we finished painting as soon as all the restrictions came into place. but there we'll be able to do like meetings and stuff, which we've had a lot of outreach for through like first responders, EMS, stuff like that. But we can provide that, help provide that to the general public and do like group trainings for naloxone naloxone administration, and maybe have like CPR instructors come in and that kind of thing. So we've grown a lot. We wanted it. You know, one day Heather woke up and she's like, I had a dream. And I said, what was your dream? She goes, I had a dream we were going to be bigger than Susan G. Komen. And I was like, well, maybe. And, you know, we've grown a lot. So it was a good dream to have. Maybe we will get there.
Maybe so. Well, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on the grant and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Brittany Kelly and Heather Starbuck, co-founders of the Matt Adams Foundation. They spoke over Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. Those in need of assistance can call or text the group's hotline at 479-222-0532. More information is available at mattadamsfoundation.org. Ahead on our show, this week, Governor Hutchinson is scheduled to make announcements about when and how certain Arkansas businesses will begin to open up, including gyms. But for many exercise-related businesses, there have been online sessions. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth finds out how yoga, cardio, and cross-training can take place remotely. That story is ahead on this Ozarks at Large.